Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Ray and Brian's Hottie. Highlight of the day.
Welcome to the Hottie, or as we on the morning show with Ray and Brian call it, the highlight of the day. It's our acronym for when we have an interview that we really want to share beyond whoever listened to it live. Either it's really funny or it's really important. Today, actually, we have two interviews we want to talk about because they're both extremely important. Urban violence is obviously still a huge problem all across the country. And as the weather gets warmer, violence tends to go up in our cities. In Hartford, Connecticut, we're dealing in the aftermath where a couple of young people were killed in shootings, one a three-year-old child. And that three-year-old child sort of made everybody stop and say, what is going on? What can we do in a large-scale, systemic way to reduce this threat in our cities? And so we talked to two people of really worth listening to. The first is State Senator Douglas McCrory, who represents the city of Hartford, and the second is going to be Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin. And a lot of the issues discussed are not just relevant to Hartford, Connecticut, or even New Haven, Connecticut. They're relevant to any city in this country. And especially, you know, with someone like Senator McCrory, who, you know, this is where he lives and this is his life's work. And so when you ask the question in which we start off, it's like, what do we do?
Well, if I had one magical answer, I'll give it to and everything would be solved, right? So clearly, okay. There's no one thing can be done. This needs a comprehensive approach to solving these issues. And you're talking about things. You're talking about education. You're talking about opportunities. You're talking about employment. We're talking about opportunities even to leave the locations in which people are living in currently. So this is very comprehensive. It's been going on for a number of years. And a lot of it, and unfortunately, is a lack of investment into those communities, an investment in the people, an investment in the area, not just publicly, but private
right.
Resources also. So it has to be a public-private partnership to deal with this from a comprehensive level.
Well, I know Richard Fitchman, who's up there on the Upper Albany. He's been trying to improve that neighborhood. But it's, you know, it's tough to get everybody in on it.
Well, you know, again, people are coming with different perspectives and approaches. He's been doing a very good job at the area that I grew up in. It just needs more work. And,
yeah.
Again, a lot of private investment. I said before when I was on a radio show that, you know, this pandemic has highlighted some of the many of the disparities that already exist. And I realized even that area where Richard's store is working, there isn't an area that you can eat outside, a dining area where you can eat outside in that entire community. That's not normal. That doesn't happen in communities across the state of Connecticut. So when we see things that happen in Harvard, especially outside of downtown Harvard, right. Your idea of a neighborhood or a community is much different from other communities. Because the resources
are there
and the personnel
is not there. You know, I'm sorry to interrupt. In terms of like resources, I don't know if there's money from the COVID relief bill or there's ways to get revenue from legalizing marijuana or sports gambling. I mean, there seems to be some opportunity to get more resources for these kind of things.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head, right? So the CARES Act dollars, that's great, but that's a temporary fix, right? Because those dollars are going to be gone in another two and a half years. I think what you said, there's opportunities here. We're dealing with cannabis and also gaming. And I think that, you know, in this state, when we want to make change, when we want to do something, we put our resources to it, i.e., look what happened to Sandy Hook. After that massive, massive, terrible, terrible, terrible situation down there where our young kids were murdered, we stepped to up. We stepped up and we said, we're going to rebuild that school. We're going to put the resources in place for that community,
right,
community and for those kids. We put foundations together. We found funding streams. Same thing we did when we had the Crumlin Foundation situation a couple years ago. We saw people homes are going away. We found a funding stream. We attached dollars to it, and we're working on it. That's the same attitude, mentality, perspective we have to have for these urban communities. And you know, and we just didn't do it. And this is a great opportunity for us to do it, because if we don't do it now with this magnifying glass on top of the situation, right, we will never do it. A lot of people say a lot of money already coming to the city of Harvard, you know, in large cities. But I see it just pass through dollars. It's just dollars that's passed through. None of it actually land in the areas and the communities that it actually needs to
right.
land them. And we have to change that paradigm.
Senator, you know, when I first got here in 92, one of the big things was gangs. I mean, you know, turf wars, essentially. Latin Kings, 40 Love, I mean, all those guys. Those got broken up. So who's doing this shooting now and why?
I believe that I don't think it's organized like you said back in the 90s. You have organized gangs, right? I don't think it's more organized now. These are individual differences, grievances that individuals are having because they have never been taught how mediation works, how to control the anger. There are so many young people in these communities, right, that have been traumatized ever since they've been young, and no one have ever treated them. There's a statement that, you know, this young man said last week at press conference. The only thing that's worse than trauma is untreated trauma. Mm-hmm. And these children have seen trauma all their lives. And now they get to an age where they're 15 and 16. They've never been taught how to deal with situations like that. So what they do, they handle their situations with a handgun, which is so easy to get in the city of Harper. It's probably easier to get a handgun than to get a fresh head of lettuce.
Well, you know, it's funny. You say that. That was my next question, is how do they get their hands on weapons, and is it easy or difficult? Is it just the black market is awash with these things?
Very easy. Extremely easy to get your hands on any weapons. And one will realize, how does that happen? How does that work in a society where we have some of the toughest gun laws? Well, a lot. There's multiple ways. You got straw gun buyers. You have people that are using drugs, right? You have people that sell or provide weapons for drugs, exchange weapons for drugs. All these things happen. They've been happening for a number of years. Everyone knows it. About 5 years ago, you had a gun store owner that couldn't identify where he lost 150 weapons. And then next thing you know, you find them out on a crime scene in the city of Harvard. So there are many ways for people to get their hands on illegal weapons in the city of Harvard. That's just terrible.
Okay, so that's Doug McCrory, who's very involved in these things and what his thoughts are on how we should approach it. And then, you know, Mayor Luke Bronin, you know, has some interesting sort of connections and threads that connect to what Mr. McCrory has to say. But with Mayor Bronin, he has to really help take some of the money, because there's a lot of money coming into places and that are available for places like Hartford from even the American Rescue Plan, the COVID relief bill. There should be a lot of money over the next, say, 5 to 8 years to spend on something like improving the quality of whether it's school systems, support systems, what have you. And so we talked to the mayor about his view and his approach to this problem.
Look, this has been a painful week, and the death of those two young people was just devastating for our whole community. Look, our police are working hard. They're working round the clock and doing some tremendous work, but they obviously can't do it alone, and they're working closely with a whole lot of partners out there in the community.
You know, Just to interrupt, how do you get over, we talked about this just anecdotally, on and off the record, like the whole culture of people not informing you of real information because of the, like, stop snitching culture. Like, how will we ever get past that?
Look, I think that there are people who share, and our police have worked hard to build relationships in the community that build that trust that's necessary. But it's also important to remember that there is real fear, and until we're able to get off the street, the folks who are involved in pulling the triggers, then people are going to be afraid. And so our police's job and our job is to do everything we can to build that trust with the community, to work with partnerships across the board. And the other thing is that we've also made some significant investments in technology that does help. You know, our camera system helps. It helps our police develop leads, and that matters. And that's part of the reason why, in 2020, our police department was able to solve 80% of the homicides that happened in our city, which was a unusually high rate nationally, and certainly unusually high for cities like Hartford.
Oh, yeah.
But again, this is not just a police issue. There are a lot of dimensions to this. The roots of violence are very deep. They're complex. They're rooted in generations and layers of trauma, and it takes a lot of work. One of the things that I've been saying recently is, I think at this point everybody understands the complexity of battling addiction. Whether it is at the individual level or whether you're talking about a community that's been hit hard by drugs, and battling that requires year after year of work, and often it comes with relapse after relapse, and takes all kinds of interventions from community to health care providers, to mental health, to economic support across the board. And yet, when we talk about violence, a lot of times I think people oversimplify it. And so battling this takes a multi-front effort. I will say, right now, for the first time in a long time, we're going to have some resources to work with that weren't there before, with the federal relief funds that are coming in. I'm going to be releasing my plan for spending those dollars later today, and a piece of that is about community safety and wellness, and also just additional support for our young people.
In a sense, and you just mentioned this a few moments ago in passing, how much of this is drug-related?
Well, there are drugs involved. Look, I would say we've seen a couple of different kinds of violence over recent years. One type is where there's a personal dispute that just escalates tragically and rapidly because of the presence of guns. And sometimes those personal disputes are about drugs or about drug deals or about thefts of drugs. There's another type of violence which is maybe tied to that, but has some other dynamics. It has, some of the cycle of retaliation in it as well. Right. And, both of those are complex in their own ways, and they're very different.
We're talking with Mayor Luke Bronin, obviously the city of Hartford. You mentioned about the resources, with the American Rescue Plan. I think in the paper it said $5 billion over 8 years. Oh. Are you concerned, though, you want to make sure that whatever you install programmatically can be there in perpetuity?
Well, we'd obviously like to do that. The reality of the situation we're in is that there is an unusual amount of funding coming down to help communities recover from what has been a profoundly difficult and disruptive year. And so I think we're going to have to do our best to strike that balance where we're recognizing the urgent needs of this moment, but also trying to build some things that can last. But I think we're going to have to accept the fact that some of this funding isn't going to be there forever, and that just means we have to do the best we can with what we have while we have it.
If you had hands free to do what you wanted to do, if you got that money, and when you get that money, what would you do with it?
Well, look, some of it is just expanding work that we're doing. We have teams of violence intervention, folks who are out there in our community working with groups, working individually, one-on-one, working intensively with some of the folks who are most involved in some of this stuff. We need to expand that effort. But the truth is that's not always, and it's not only just about additional resources, it's also about building the capacity of those organizations to expand that work. You know, it's not necessarily the case that you just put a bunch more money in it and you can do it well. You've got to build that strength, build that capacity. It is a specialty. It takes tremendous training and experience for somebody to be able to do this kind of work well.
Yeah, it's a heady endeavor.
You know, there are other pieces to it, of course.
Yeah.
You know, where there's, for example, hospital-based violence intervention, where much like intervening at that point of an overdose with addiction, you intervene when somebody is the victim of violence, and try to make sure that the follow-up isn't just about wound care, but it's about all the mental health support and everything else that comes with that, because often, you know, one of the best predictors of being involved in violence in the future is having been a victim of crime in the past.
Now, for me, I want to talk to more community activists, people in the communities, not just public officials, and they are incredibly important to listen to, but that's programmatic, that's policy, how to spend money. We're trying to get more people actually from in the community to talk to us, but it's difficult, whether they're nervous, like the stuff we talked about in terms of like the stop snitching stuff, where it's hard for us to find the right people. We're trying to find those people to make sure the conversation goes beyond the generic, goes beyond the policy, and really gets to the heart of what can make things better. And I the one thing from listening, it has to be systemic. It has to be long-term. You can't just drop a bunch of money on something and hope it changes. About, you know, having our kids stay in school, having pride in what the future can hold, and it's easier said than done. But the dialogue is where it starts. And so we thank Senator Doug McCrory from Hartford, State Senator, as well as Mayor Luke Bronin for joining us on WTIC. And thank you for joining us here on the highlight of the day, Hottie. And we'll do it as much as we can. Or we'll only want to bring it to you when it's worth your time. And you can listen to it wherever you're listening right now, or podcasts on Spotify or iTunes or what have you. And please join us Monday through Friday on Mornings with Ray and Brian, 5:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WTIC and WTIC.com.
Tune in to Mornings with Ray and Brian, 5:30 till 9 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.